32-year-old Nyakuma Kertut, a mother of five, says her family uses untreated water which they distill for drinking.
Sometimes you get water from borehole, but it is very rare. The population is many, and it is divided like people should fetch after 3 days. And you know, in the situation of a dry season, you cannot stay for 3 days without drinking water. This is the reason why some of the family members, they are drinking water from the riverside, because you cannot stay for 3 days without drinking water.
Malakal plumber John Kalany says the lack of access to clean water is exacerbated by a large influx of returnees from Sudan.
The returnees coming from Sudan, there are more, and the number in Malakal increase. That is why if the line is very long, they used to go to take water in the river. We also, if we see those people that are taking water in the river, we have some aluminium and chlorine mix to show them. You go and treat the water like this, and one jerrycan, put aluminium, and then let it take 30 minutes, and then you have to use it.
Michael Nyatho, Upper Nile State Minister for Housing, Land and Public Utilities, says the inadequate clean water supply in Malakal could discourage internally displaced persons sheltering at the Protection of Civilians site from resettling in Malakal town. He says the state government, the National Ministry of Water Resources, and the African Development Bank plan to address the lack of clean water in Malakal town.
They want to construct the new water plant beside this one. But when I went to Juba and said to the Minister of Water and Resources and Irrigation, the quick one, the urgent one, that where we agreed that if there is any intervention, need be one will be renovated. And that plan that was decided by the African Development Bank is for the new plant. So there are two things. This one can take a month, but the new one can take 1 year or 2 years. So now we are talking of this old water plant to be renovated.
Malakal town's water plant was destroyed during fighting more than 10 years ago. World Vision later constructed a water station along the Nile with taps, but the competition for water is still high as the population of the town continues to grow. For VOA News, I am Amer Abramcourt in Malakal.